Our first report this month takes a look at the American political system. Who's in Washington, D.C.? How are the principal players elected? And what are their special powers? Your simple guide to U.S. politics starts now. Who's who in Washington, D.C.?
The President. The President of the United States, POTUS, can only be elected for a maximum of 2 4-year terms. He or she has to be at least 35 years old and to be a U.S.-born citizen. The youngest person to become president was John F. Kennedy, a Democrat, liberal, who was only 43 when he took office. The oldest, who was 70 on taking office, is the current president, Donald J. Trump, a Republican conservative. The representatives. The 435 voting members of the United States House of Representatives, also known as congressmen or congresswomen, are elected every 2 years by the voters of each state. There is no limit to the number of terms they can serve. The House of Representatives is equivalent to France's Assemblée Nationale and today has a Democratic Party liberal majority. The senators. There are 100 senators in all, 2 per state. They are elected for a 6-year term and can be re-elected an unlimited number of times. The Senate is traditionally the most polite and scholarly part of U.S. government, probably because it is a small club of people, some of whom can be in office for decades. The longest-serving senator retired in 2010 after 51 years. At present, the Senate has a Republican Party majority.
What are their powers?
The President. The President is not as powerful as some people think. He's head of the nation and commander-in-chief of the armed forces, but to change the law, declare war, or pass a budget, such as for the wall Trump wants to build between the USA and Mexico, he needs the support of both houses of Congress, the House of Representatives and the Senate. His major weapon, when faced with a political division between himself and Congress, is to refuse to sign laws he does not like. The Representatives. Every law requires a majority in the House of Representatives, and it is here that most of the nation's legislative work is done. Representatives also have the power of impeachment. This is the power to decide by vote if certain senior officials, including the president, should go to trial for serious abuse of power. They did this last year with Donald Trump. If a majority of politicians vote for impeachment, a trial is held in the Senate. The senators. Every law also requires a majority vote in the Senate. They also approve or reject judges that the president proposes as candidates for the Supreme Court. The Senate also has the power to try all impeachments made by the representatives. For the president to be impeached, 2/3 of the senators present must vote in favor. To date, this has never happened.
How are they elected?
The president. The U.S. presidential election takes place every 4 years on the first Tuesday in November. It's not always the candidate who has the most individual votes nationwide who wins, however. The result is calculated by state. Each of the 50 states, plus Washington, D.C., is given a specific number of electoral votes, which varies significantly according to its population size. The candidate who receives the most votes in a state gets all of that state's electoral votes. To become president, a candidate needs 270 electoral votes out of a total of 538. The representatives. Representatives are elected every 2 years by the voters of each state. The number of representatives for each state is based on its population. One representative can be elected per 30,000 residents. This means that some states elect many more representatives than others. So, California has 53, while Alaska has 1. Congressmen and congresswomen can often be more preoccupied by short-term local interests than by the national agenda. The senators. Each of America's 50 states elects 2 senators. This gives each state equal power within the Senate and stops giants such as California and Florida dominating national politics. Also, the Senate is not elected simultaneously, but in phases. One-third of senators face election every 2 years. This means that the Senate is less subject to short-term public opinion.